Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Heights Educational and Radio Show. This is your host, Sadia Ijaz. Today's topic will be about tips and advice for parents and students in homeschool, or any parents about to teach homeschooling, or, you know, taking on homeschooling this year and trying out the curriculum. Also, before we get into the topic, I would like to say that if you are a homeschool or charter school family and you would like to participate in our enrichment days, please contact us soon. We have found a volunteer to oversee these classes and are in the planning stages now. Also, for more information or questions, you can contact us anytime by visiting our website at www.newheightseducation.org or also email us at newheights@yahoo.com. And you can even call us at 419-786-0247. Also, to call in any time during the show for questions or just to join into the discussion, you can call at 347-633-9225. Now, today's topic will be about homeschooling, and it's a really big job, and it requires a lot of time from the student's own parent. By homeschooling, the parents can stay close to their children while also educating them and helping them become good people. It gives parents the opportunity to set it up according to your lifestyle, your beliefs, and to suit your children. You can have them study many areas, and it's a very broad program. They can learn at their own pace and are free to explore their own interests. Get you through the subjects, your child is the best guidance. Ask what they love, what aspirations do they have, or what they would like to spend hours of doing. Asking them of what they want to do is important because it will help them stay focused, and it will be something they find interesting, and they will want to engage more, and they will also be having fun. Along with that, also cover some subjects that you think are important, and those subjects that you think they should know and will be good for their life ahead. Also, parents don't need to know everything that they teach. It's not like you need to know it before teaching it. You can also be learning alongside with your children. That way it will be interesting for you too, and everyone will be having fun in this. Also, make sure you are following the laws and requirements of your state. It is important to look at the rules so you stay on track and that you are not doing anything wrong. Most states have requirements that, Most states have requirements that a student has to take certain amount of classes or a certain subject in order to graduate. So be sure to look out on that when you're deciding what subjects you're going to be teaching. To find out the laws of the state you are living in and regarding homeschooling, you can go to www.hslba.org/laws. Also, give them the required notice they need. Give your state the notice that you're going to be homeschooling this year. Also, in order to homeschool, organizing and making time to plan is really important. The amount of material and methods can be overwhelming for new homeschooling parents, and it is easy to narrow ideas down and information. Use resources to help you navigate and to plan what you need to teach and how you're going to teach it. Also, find the best time of teaching for your family and children. Make that time manageable for the children if they have sport practices or lessons or any activities that they do so that they have time to do that also along with homeschooling. Another important thing is to decide where they will be taught. Dedicate a room in the house to this specifically, and it will be great because everything is there, and the supplies, the desks, computers, and it really helps. It really helps, and the atmosphere makes a difference on the child's learning, so that there are no distractions, TV or computer games and stuff like that. To homeschool, you need to have the materials you would need to teach for your children, like notebooks, pencils, pens, books, like textbooks, and other necessary items. Those are also usual for public schools, but also the materials that you will be needing for any activities to get. So you need to get together the learning tools online or the curriculum you'll be using. This can get really pricey, but to stay low on the budget, use libraries, bookstores, thrift stores, or even garage sales. Back-to-school sales are great for supplies for the children. Our own new Heist library has over 3,000 books, software, DVDs for all grades and subjects. We require a non-refundable deposit, $35 per year. Per family, we have other fees, too. If you can't afford the refundable fees, you can provide references for consideration of these being waived. Talking about curriculum, take the time to find a good curriculum that will be good for you and your children. Usually, you would buy a program that has all the activities and lessons step by step. Sandra Clark is an expert at finding the right curriculum for families or students. She has helped many families succeed in a wide variety of ways. She has explored many different curriculums, and our new Heights library is filled with many kinds of curriculums for all grades. Also, Pamela Clark is our founder and director of the Heights, so she can really help you on this. To choose the right homeschool philosophy for your family, you can start by exploring these. Charlotte Mason is a British educator. Charlotte Mason taught learning as a lifestyle, not a means for passing tests and doing a set amount of assignments. She thought that part of the process should include a realization of who each child is in the world and before God. Instead of being empty facts, they need to be filled with knowledge. Children are seen as capable of contemplating ideas. Another curriculum is classical education, based on a patterned concept called trivium. The classical model sits on a pillar of grammar, early elementary study, logic, middle school study, and rhetoric, high school study. This Socratic method has been used for centuries to raise leaders and include memorization training in public speaking and critical thinking. Actually, we've been learning this in school. It actually came from Roman, and there was a philosopher named Socrates, and he came up with this logic. Another great curriculum is the Lectric Method, which allows parents to use different teaching models with different subjects. They may prefer one method for English and another for science, mixing and matching the ways subjects are taught to fit a student's unique talent and learning style, often on a set budget. Another one is the Principal Approach. God's Word is at the center of this educational model. Biblical principles are explored in every subject, and a biblical worldview is taught. Research, purpose, and reasoning play key roles, and children capture this individualized training in a notebook. Also, the traditional way is lectures, reading, and memorization tests and writing are key to the traditional method. Curriculum in this model may be self-directed, probably include workbooks, inevitably strive to meet state and national education standards. In addition, good citizenship and character values are taught. John Taylor Gatto, go to www.johntaylorgatto, Gatto is spelled GATTO.com, to learn about our educational system in general. This information above was from a website called www.focusonthefamily.com, and I think it has many other tips on homeschooling and advice on how to get started and stuff like that. Lastly, unit studies are lessons that center on a single theme, subject, or time in history. Children of different ages can be taught the same lesson at varying degrees of difficulty. This allows parents to teach multiple age groups as they instill the value of learning in the lives of the children. Also, first-hand-on activities for five hands-on activities for children to do according to the subject. Children learn about a lot by doing what has been taught to them or learning more about the subject in a different way. My teacher always says too, it's really important to get one information in your head in different ways, so then not only in one way did you learn it, you learned it in many ways, and that way it helps you understand what it really is talking about and you fully get the idea. For example, you can go to a museum, an exhibit, or even going outdoors. Museum can be more of like an art or a sometimes science, and it can be really interesting. There's some children museums here, and they even have an IMAX theater where they play some really interesting and learning movies, and you can learn a lot about watching movies. Also, have a time when you do watch a movie based on what you were teaching them, and that way they can get a little time off from just taking notes or listening. They can also watch a movie, which gets them really excited. So going outdoors also helps, because if you're doing a science project or you're learning about the ecosystem or any of the animals or plants, they can take observations. They can look at some insects or animals and how they live, or any their habitats, anything like that. Some other matters can be educational at home and easy, which include cooking, sewing, science projects, or even helping to fix the house. Also, engage your children into other activities around the house that they will learn and gain from in their education, and that will also help them in what you guys are learning at the moment. Children can learn many ways, and it's really up to you on how you want to apply the learning. And there are many ways. You can make up songs, which are like catchy. They can really help someone, and it really gets the idea into their head. Also, for websites for homeschooling, of course, for us, are $25 a year. You'll have a wealth of information and free resources at your fingertips. You can visit www.newheightseducation.org. Other homeschooling websites that you can visit for other information or more curriculum on how you can buy it, and you can go to www.homeschooling-ideas.com/homeschooling-board-beginners.html. Also, for people who live in Washington, there's a really good website on everything that you need to know about homeschool and how to get all the procedures done. You can go to www.washhomeschool.org/contact.html. Another one is www.timeforlearning.com/homeschool/how-to-homeschool. And it has, I think, many lessons and curriculum that you can look at also. There's, I think, some games. I'm not sure. I looked at it last week, but kind of forget. Also, remember, we serve all families regardless of school choice. Thank you all for listening to today's show, and next week's show will be on why it's important to recycle, and I love to recycle, and I try to recycle as much as I can. Certainly, like, almost all my organization boxes are, like, cereal boxes, so it's really important, so please join on me with that next week on September. It will be the 20th, so I hope everyone has a great weekend. And thank you all for listening.
You're